Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Wilmer Kaufman here speaking this morning with the morning devotional. My telephone number is 484-919-8850. This morning, I would like to go to the verse in James chapter 1, verse 5. 6 and 7 and 8. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Now, I know for the most of us, when we hear about a double-minded man being unstable in all his ways, there's something that happens inside of us. None of us wants to be this double-minded, unstable there's just nobody that wants to be at that place. And hopefully this morning here we can become free of this double-mindedness. And as we look into this a little bit more here, we know that the children of Israel, they were there in Goshen and they were to leave by night, and the time was coming close to the Passover where they were to kill the lamb and take the blood of the lamb, and they were to take hyssop, and they were supposed to apply the blood to the doorposts and the lintels of their homes. Now, they were supposed to apply it by striking it on. It was not to be a nice paint job. It was not to be something that looked attractive. It was supposed to be bopped on or struck on in such a way that we know that there probably was a lot of blood spritz around as they applied it to their door. Now, the challenge that we have today is the blood of Jesus Christ applied to our heart's door, or have we just been enlightened? There is a big difference being enlightened and understanding why Jesus came and the new birth. The new birth is when we, or the blood applied, I should say, when the blood is applied. There's a big difference being enlightened and having the blood applied to our heart's door and doorpost and lintel. Now, why am I, what I'd like to talk about here this morning is we have to make a decision. We have to make a decision what we're going to do with the blood of Jesus. Now, we know that when we apply the blood of Jesus to our door, just like there in Goshen, it's not going to look pretty at all. And it's not going to be some nice paint job. It's not going to be some nice, smooth job. And for those of us that have accepted Jesus Christ and were expecting a smoother life before, you would probably all know what I'm talking about here. But what I'd like to challenge us with is, has over time the storms and the rains of life come along and washed away the blood on our door posts and lintels? Or has the blood grown dim? What I'd like to challenge us here this morning with is, if for any reason the blood of Jesus has grown dim in our lives, in our hearts, on the doorposts and the lintels of our hearts. If that truly is the case, then I would challenge us to reapply or to shamelessly apply the blood of Jesus afresh to the hearts, to our hearts. Now, I'm not exactly sure what that picture does for you. I suppose there would be some that would argue and say, no, it was done once and for all. And I understand what you're saying by that. But why is it? The question that I have here this morning is, why is it that so many people in their Christian life, further down in their Christian life, they come to a point where it's hard to even recognize that the blood of Jesus was applied to their hearts? You know, the rich man, when he opened up his eyes in hell, and he saw where he was, and he cried out to Father Abraham, and he saw Lazarus in Father Abraham's bosom. There was a deep anguish in him, and he just simply wanted a drop of water. And then when he didn't get that, he wanted someone to go. But when he was refused the water, I think it was when he was refused the water, that the Lord told him, the Father Abraham told him, he said, that is not possible for him to have that drop of water or anything from Lazarus, because there's a great gulf fixed between the two. Now, when it comes to the blood of Jesus, the reason that I'm challenging us here this morning is, what are we doing with the blood of Jesus? Are we applying it? Are we shamelessly and very decisively deciding to apply the blood of Jesus? And when we do, what is it going to do for us? For many of us, all of us, when we apply the blood of Jesus on our hearts, on the doorposts and the lintels of our hearts, when we shamelessly strike it on there, in a way, you know, the interesting part here, they were not supposed to put it on a piece of furniture inside a closet, inside their home. They were supposed to put it and apply it on the doorposts and lintels of their home, where it was seen from the outside, if I'm imagining this right anyway. Now, the challenge here this morning is, when the blood of Jesus is truly applied, and we're not just enlightened, but we truly and very intentionally apply the blood of Jesus, there's something that happens. And this is what happens. The great gulf gets fixed between us and the world that we used to know. Now, coming back to an unstable man, in all his ways he's unstable. One of the things that I'd like to point out, which can be so miserable, and this is, when we go through a day, and at one time of the day, we are leaning hard on the promises of God. We're taking the promises of God, the absolutes of God, and we are holding on to those. And we find ourselves an hour later in the flesh. In other words, we're taking the promises of God and we're holding on to them. We're holding them dear. We're trusting in them. They are absolute in our hearts. And then things come along, and we start to waver because we're making decisions on our own. We're going our own way. We're going according to our own understandings rather than the promises of God. And thus the day goes on, and we waver between the two. We keep wavering between the two. You know, part of applying the blood of Jesus to our hearts is to firmly take the not only the blood of Jesus and apply it to our hearts, but it's to have his promises, his laws written on our hearts. In Hebrews 8, I'd like to finish here with Hebrews 8, verse 10, I think. It says, and this is what happens when we apply the blood of Jesus on our heart very intentionally. These three things need to happen in our lives, and they do happen. But when we find ourselves wavering, it is good for us to go back to Hebrews 8 and just go to what the Lord wants in our life. In Hebrews, there are three things here that he reveals in Hebrews 8, 10, 11, and 12. And that is, the first one is he wants to write his laws on our hearts and our minds. And our souls too, I'm sure. So that there is no disunity within ourselves. But he wants his laws written on our hearts and minds. Number two, which is in verse 11, he wants a relationship with us. Number three, which is in verse 12, is it was where he forgives our sins and our iniquities. It says, for this covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws in their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. In other words, he wants to be one with us. He wants to become one with us. And he wants that great gulf to be fixed between the old life and the new life. He doesn't want us with one foot in the old life and another foot in the new life. He wants it to be distinct. And when we distinctly make that decision and accept the blood of Jesus and accept his promises, there's going to be a battle. Because there are times when our feelings are going to be saying all kinds of things. But that does not change the law of God. And we, at that point, we have to choose between our feelings and the facts and the absolutes of God and Jesus Christ. For when we make this choice and we put this distance between us, our old life and our new life, when we make that distance, when we put that distance, when that great gulf gets fixed, that gulf becomes greater depending on the decision that we've made. Some people just want to put their one foot in the new kingdom and to test it a little bit. But where I'm challenging us all, and myself here this morning for today, that my thoughts could continue on the promises of God and walking in God today, is that we would make a very clear decision, and that gulf that sticks between us and the old life would become very great, and that the laws of God could be clearly written and etched into the minds and our hearts, into our hearts and minds. The next thing, it's in verse 11, it says, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. This is interesting. He's saying it's not even going to be necessary. If this great gulf is fixed between us, if the laws of God are being written on our heart, it's not even going to be necessary for people to preach, come teaching us about God and his ways. Why? It says, for we're going to know him. When the blood of Jesus truly gets put on our hearts very intentionally, and we very intentionally walk away from the old life and trust the Lord with a new life that He wants to give us. He's going to reveal Himself to us. In other words, He wants a relationship with us. He wants us to dream with Him. He wants us to walk with Him. He wants us to talk with Him. He wants us to travel with Him. He wants us to see the things that He sees. He wants us to hear the things that He hears. He wants us to speak the things that He speaks. And He wants a heart that understands what He is saying and how our Heavenly Father is and how the hearts around us also need that kind of understanding in their lives. But He wants a relationship with us, is what verse 11 there is saying. He's going to have a relationship with us when we make that clear decision. And then it also says there in verse 12, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." Brothers and sisters, isn't that really what we want? When we waver back and forth from the old life to the new life and waver back and forth, let us get a hold of this and by the blood of Jesus and by the testimony, the things that were worked in us, that the enemy would no longer have a right to continually tempt us back into the old way of thinking, the old way of the old life. And just encouraging us here this morning that we could just, in a fresh way, appreciate the blood of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb, and very distinctly and very decidedly apply it to our life today, to apply Jesus' life to our life today, so that we do not have to go through the day wavering back and forth like a double-minded man, to make that clear decision on which side we're on, which family we're in, which kingdom we're in. By the blood of Jesus, we can be in the family of God. Praise the Lord. Lord, we thank You. We thank You for the blood that was shed there in Calvary. We thank You that to all that apply the blood that ran out of the side of Jesus will become part of the bride of Christ. We just thank You for that, Father. We praise You. We love You. And yes, Lord, we just come to You here this morning, Father. We want nothing to do with being an unstable man that wavers back and forth. We do want to expect from You Your good will today, Your good promises, Your good things that You have for us, and we want to receive them gladly, and we want nothing to do. We want nothing to do with being unstable and wavering back and forth between Your promises and our own understanding all day long. But we here this morning, we choose the blood of Jesus. We choose the promises of God. And we make this choice very clearly here this morning. And we make this commitment today, Father. And I just pray against all things that and the enemy when he comes and he wants to distract us, and he wants us to waver back into our old worries and our old cares and whatever it might be, the tendencies that we have in going back. We just ask in the name of Jesus that Satan would have to stand back today and that he would have no power in our lives at all because of Jesus and the blood applied in our lives. We ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.